So this week on The Real Housewives of Sydney, oh, we're out of New Zealand. We're back home. It felt like we were in New Zealand for forever. Didn't mind the New Zealand episode so much. And I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that we had no Caroline there and the boring one, the Nicole one. She was not there either. And I just don't think that they are adding enough, or what they are adding is not valuable. Like, it's not hitting the mark. Look, this week, probably the most entertaining part was watching Kate look after her 3-year-old nephew in the ball pit, realizing just how hard. What was that?
It's a nephew.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
a nephew. So, yeah. I'm pretty sure it was a nephew. I wasn't really paying attention, to be honest, because the episode was pretty boring. With Martine, I'm so torn about whether or not I like her as an inclusion, because I like her refreshing perspective in that she says, this is boring, these conversations are terrible, blah, blah, blah. But you can't then walk off and not be there. You can't get up and leave. You are being paid. You have to stay there and have those conversations. Like, that's part of your role. You can't just up and leave every time you think you're above something or whatever. You should be contributing to the conversation in the way that you think is respectable or the right way. Like, and it was really hard watching her film 2 days after she'd lost her mother. And I know I shouldn't make someone feel bad for how they're showing their grief, but the fact that she still seemed exactly the same as her normal self. And it's like, 2 days after, why did they choose to do that? Why did they choose to film at that time? Like, I would have given her the privacy. I would have given her the space. It felt weird and it felt icky watching her just have frivolous conversations about other things when something so significant had happened.
Was it 2 days after her mother's funeral or 2 days after her mother had passed away?
Oh, probably the funeral, to be honest. So, yeah, I suppose that changes things a bit because, you know, things have settled a little bit, but it just felt a bit
The
weird.
meme. I felt like, because I quite like her. The bit that I don't like about her is that she only talks about only living in her bubble in Double Bay or wherever she lives. I don't like that part of her. But I found the when we saw about her mother, I knew her mum was sick, but then when her mum had passed away, I found that it sort of justified some of her actions. So her walking off when the women were annoying her, you're less tolerant. She's dealing with a really big thing. She's away from her family. Her mum's really unwell. To me, it put it all into perspective. Whereas I was like, first I was like, why walk away? You're being paid to be on the show. But then I'm like, no, she is dealing with a lot. She can't deal with that bullshit right now. So seeing that side of her and then seeing her filming a couple of days after her mum's funeral, she's agreed to it. So, I mean, that's how it was.
I
I
had a
just think
thought of it
for
like that.
me, put it into perspective, much better without the elderly one on there.
We have
And
to clarify for anybody who's picking up now, we're not calling her elderly because of her age. We're talking about Caroline. We're calling her elderly because she was shamed when she was in a catwalk show and the other women were claiming that she was playing the diversity card or that she was diverse for doing that. So just a little context. We're not walking around calling everybody elderly
No.
their age. We're getting up there ourselves.
She didn't want to be known as diverse, which I think is a great thing to be for the diversity. But we've got Kate, who's done some research on her, who said that she hasn't even done the uni degree that she said she did. I called bullshit when she was like, honey, I've never been on a bus. And I'm like, well, you said you lived in Tokyo for however many years. There is no option there. I was there for 3 weeks. I don't like buses and public transport, but we were on buses multiple times and trains. You've been on a bus or you're full of shit. So I think that Kate's right in saying that she does lie about a few things. Like I don't like her very much at
But
all.
then I was watching her in the confessionals, and even the way that she sits in the confessionals, she's holding her shoulders in a way like it's always a performance. Even the way you sit is a performance. And it's like, I get that some people like to do things with intention and that's them, but every conversation feels like she's trying to spit out some one-liner or, you know, just be fabulous. And it's like, I want to see you in your trackies. I want to see you on a Sunday morning in your trackies having your toast. I want to know what the real Caroline is.
You're never going to find out.
No.
No, I think that she can go. And we've had Jackie Gillies come. So she did the trying to do the healing circle, which went sideways. And then who else came this week? There was someone else on there that they brought in. I was like, oh, my goodness. They're bringing in.
It was a podcast host that someone had a conversation with. Was it Caroline?
Oh, I don't know, but I'm like, bringing in people to try and make the show better, and it's not really working. Terry is back. She's not that bad.
I don't mind Terry. She's one of the better ones.
Yeah. And I have also been enjoying it, I think, the last couple of episodes because there's been less of that Victoria lady. I don't like her. She's also another one that I think last time we spoke, you said you don't mind her when she's been quite natural. But she's always looking for that moment to shove in a brand name or where she's been traveling or her big lifestyle. Yeah. You don't need. We want to watch it. Just relax and we want to watch you for you.
Peel back the layers that you're putting on and give us the real you. Like you can still be fabulous and over the top and everything, but just this facade, it's exhausting and it's not enjoyable to watch.
No. So, and I think Terry does sort of let that down a little bit. She's just who she is.
Mm.
That Nicole lady can probably go. She's not giving anything.
No. Don't.
And same with Caroline. So I do think that from such a car crash of a start, it did sort of, it's coming into its own now, but it's nearly finished now, isn't it?
It'd have to be getting close to finished. Looking at the, like the images at the start of each episode, there's 8 of them. Like they can cull them. There are too many of them for a start. They need to cut a couple out. It's interesting. Joel Creasy, who does the reunions, he was doing a comedy show the other day and a friend of mine was there and he was talking about the worst job he's ever done. And it was the Real Housewives of Sydney reunion because apparently just as they were about to start, all of the lawyers for each of the women came up to him and said, you can't ask this, like was just inundated. And then they all stood there with their suits on behind the cameras while this reunion was happening, basically all eyes on him. And he's had to completely change up his line of questioning. It'll be very interesting to see whether they do a reunion and whether they bring him back as host. But you've got to get rid of that litigious. That's what killed Melbourne. Remember when Melbourne was all about lawyers being involved and sending cease and desist letters and you're not allowed to talk about this on camera, like you've signed up for this show, that's kind of, you know, you can't play that card anymore.
It'll be interesting to see if they do have a reunion, but I think they will because they have been every other season, but it'll be interesting to see if he's a host because it takes a whole element out of it if you can't ask so many things. And no one would talk about things. And I know that it would happen on the shows in America, but I don't know. You need to have some sort of clause in their contracts to say, if this, and this happens, we are allowed to talk about it.
Yeah.
Because
you just know that Andy is bringing things up that they don't want to talk about. When he's doing those reunions, he's asking the hard questions that they, if they had the choice, would say, I don't want to talk about that. He's asking those questions. So I want to see that same treatment here in Australia.
Yeah. And I'd just like to see the pretenses dropped because, let's be honest, you don't have the money that the women have in Beverly Hills. You don't have the money that these women in Dubai have. Stop pretending and just be yourself and it would be a whole lot more likable.
Reality Mums acknowledges the traditional owners of lands and waters that this podcast is recorded on.